From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president speaks to the people of Kenya. President Obama is wrapping up 3 days in Kenya. Today at the Safaricom Indoor Arena in Nairobi, he spoke to the people of Kenya about their future and their part in a united society of all religious faiths and all ethnic backgrounds.
I want to say, particularly to the young people here today, Kenya's on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world. And in the light of this new day, we have to learn to see ourselves and one another. We have to see that we are connected. Our fates are bound together.
Later today, President Obama will travel to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and four were wounded late Saturday in a car bomb blast in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Earlier in the day, Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria, while other Turkish forces targeted Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in southeastern Turkey, and airstrikes hit PKK rebel locations in northern Iraq. Turkish officials say the raids in Syria are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of the northern part of the country. The prime minister said Saturday, Turkey's security operations will continue as long as necessary. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com for the latest news. This is VOA News.